This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted the rapidly changing nature of jobs and the growing opportunities in creative sectors such as gaming, animation and filmmaking, among others. In his Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister underscored the immense potential of India's creative talents and called on creators to participate in the 25 challenges under the theme Create in India, which is being organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Earlier on 22nd of August this year, Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnaw, had unveiled the Create in India Challenge Season 1 at New Delhi. These challenges will serve as a precursor to the upcoming World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, or WAVES, aligning with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Design in India, Design for the World. Legendary actor Mithun Chakravarti will be honoured with Dada Saheb Phalke Award at the 70th National Film Awards ceremony next month. Announcing this, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, "From the streets of Kolkata to cinematic heights, Mithun Da's remarkable cinematic journey inspires generations." He said the Dada Saheb Phalke selection jury decided for this top award in Indian cinema to Mr. Chakravarti for his iconic contribution in this field. All arrangements have been made for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place for a smooth, peaceful and incident-free polling. 40 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. Out of 40 seats, 16 are in Kashmir division, while 24 are in Jammu region. Campaigning for third phase of assembly elections ended yesterday evening. More than 39.18 lakh voters will decide the fate of 415 candidates in this phase. The polling, which will begin at 7 a.m., will continue till 6 p.m. The counting of votes will take place on the 8th of October, along with Haryana. In Bihar, swollen rivers including Kosi, Gandak, Bagmati, Mahananda and Kamla Balan are wreaking havoc of flood after breaching embankments at several places and inundating more than 100 villages. After the massive discharge of water from Kosi and Gandak barrages in river systems, several low-lying areas in Supaul, Saharsa, Araria, Kishanganj, Madhubani, West and East Champaran and Gopalganj are affected due to flood. More than 4 lakh people in 16 districts are reeling under the fury of flood. In Kosi region, rail services have been affected due to flood near Indo-Nepal border. In Nepal, 192 people have lost their lives and 30 others have gone missing in floods, landslides and inundation caused by incessant rain. Home Ministry spokesperson Rishi Ram Tiwari informed 194 people were injured in the incidents of natural disaster. He said that more than 4,500 disaster-affected people have been rescued so far by mobilizing all agencies for search, rescue and relief after the floods and landslides. Emergency relief materials, including food, have been provided to the affected people and the injured are being treated free of cost. The spokesperson said that efforts are being made to open the highway for traffic. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will meet his U.S. counterpart Antony Blinken in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. They are expected to discuss a wide range of bilateral and global issues, including the Ukraine war and the West Asia crisis. Dr. Jaishankar, who arrived in the U.S. Capitol yesterday, will also meet other cabinet rank and senior Biden administration officials. Apart from meeting Mr. Blinken, the External Affairs Minister is also scheduled to interact with the think tank community. Domestic indices Sensex and Nifty traded lower today amid mixed cues from regional markets. The Sensex declined 667 points or 0.78% at 84,905, while the Nifty fell 214 points or 0.82% at 25,965 when reports last came in. Meanwhile, Japan's Nikkei plunges 4% today. The Nikkei traded 4.11% lower at 38,191, while the broader topics index shed 2.9%. And that is the end of this news bulletin.